silver in there. It's all polished up, Grandma.
Did you get into all them cracks and crevices?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't leave any goo stuck in them, did you?
No, it looks great, Grandma.
Well, that's all it's good for, to look at. Then after you're gone, it gives your greedy children something to fight over.
Should I bring in that old candy dish?
Sure, bring it in. Heirlooms on parade. Dismissed.
I'm getting married in the morning. Toot-toot-toot. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Tick 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 tick. Hey!
Get over here. Where do you think you're going, Twinkle Toes? There's work to be done here. You are getting married in the morning.
I'm also going to a stag party tonight.
What? Mm-hmm. And leave us here with all this work to be done? You ain't going to no stag party.
I am the guest of honor, and Ed's planned this big blowout.
Ed Higgins? Well, I can just imagine what a low-down, scroungy affair that's gonna be.
It's a tradition. It's supposed to be low-down and scroungy.
Well, you're gonna get plenty of chances to be low-down and scroungy with that new wife of yours. Now, you can't leave us women here with all this planning and fixing to be done.
Well, that's your tradition. Preparing the festivities. You women will have your fun getting the house ready.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo.
And us men will be busy
doing our thing at the stag party.
Our thing?
Oh, no, you're not going.
Why not?
Well, because it's for the men.
Dad, if I'm old enough to be your best man tomorrow, I'm old enough to be your buddy tonight.
Get your coat.
I can always see that film another time.
Mama, you gonna wish me well?
Well, of course, Benton. I always wish you well. Every time you get married.
You ready, Dad?
I'm ready, buddy.
Bring him back in one piece.
I will, Ma.
I was talking to Buzz.
I'm getting married in the morning.
I do not know how I'm going to get that room decorated with Sonia. She puts up one streamer and then stands back to get the feel. At this rate, it's going to take all night.
Well, Eunice and Ellen are both supposed to be coming over to help. Lord, why can't them two girls get along?
Because they hate each other.
Well, that's no excuse. Never stopped any of the rest of us. Families ought to be nice to each other.
Well, Thelma, you're barely speaking to Naomi.
Well, she ain't family yet. This wedding could be such a happy occasion if it wasn't for the bride.
You're just like any other mother. No woman is good enough for your son.
Well, Naomi isn't good enough for Ma Barker's son.
Hey, man. I just realized why they call these streamers. Because they, like, stream down the wall.
Brilliant. Brilliant observation.
Oh, Ellen, good. You made it, baby.
Mama.
Well, what the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, just that I'm glad to see you.
Well, that's real nice. Now let go before you break my neck.
I felt like a hug. Well, the place looks real creepy.
Well, we barely got started. Sonia has some kind of a plan for it, but none of us knows what it is.
Well, I'll be with you tonight until you run out of crepe, since I won't be with you tomorrow.
What do you mean? Not be here for your own brother's wedding?
Oh, Mama, what does a wedding do? Just opens the door to unhappiness and disappointment.
Well, fine, then just turn your back on your family like you always have.
Mama, you fought this marriage tooth and nail. And now all of a sudden, Vint and Naomi are Prince Charles and Lady Di.
Don't you compare my Vinton to them. I don't care what that Margaret Thatcher says. Them two had to get married. Ellen, will you separate these damn dollies for old Four Eyes here?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, the bride cometh.
Look what the girls over at Food Circus gave me for the wedding. I've got wine and beer, chips and dip.
Oh.
Sonia, honey, come on over here. Help me unpack these things.
I just put up a streamer. What, am I a slave around here?
Well, what do you say us ladies have our own little party right here? I got all this wine just waiting to be drunk.
No, none for me, thank you. I had to buy carbonate after dinner. I don't like to mix medication.
I'll live dangerously, Fran.
Ellen?
Why not?
Nothing like good wine and friends. Or cheap wine and relatives. That's the spirit.
Well, maybe just a smidge. But I really can't take very much. You know how I get, Thelma. Thelma, don't you want a glass?
Wine? No, no, I don't want no wine. I never could drink that stuff. I don't like no wine. Don't pour me no wine. I don't want no wine.
Oh,
no,
shut up, Mama. Then happen. Just have a beer, then.
Well, now you're talking.
Let's have a toast.
Okay. To what?
To marriage, to our trailer park in Arizona, to my perfect little guy, and wedded bliss forever.
Now, that's sweet. Well, all right. I guess I'll drink to that.
Her wine go down the wrong way?
Something did.
She's been acting funny ever since she got here.
Well, I guess I better go check her out. Mama? Yes? Mama? Yes? Mama? Yes, it's Mama. That's good, keep it coming.
You remember when we were all little kids and you said if ever we had any trouble we could always come to you and tell you?
Well, sure, I remember.
Well, I never did.
No, you never did.
But now is the time for a daughter to speak to her mother, to have that moment. I don't know why I never did it before, but now
I don't know why you never did either. Because I have always been here to help, Ellen.
I wanted
to... Wanted you to come to me before you made some of the fool decisions you've made in your life. It would have spared everybody a whole lot of heartache in the long run.
That's what I'm...
Lord, Ellen, you never have had the ability to sort things out in your head. The first fool thing that pops into your mind, that's the thing that you follow. Now, it's just about time that you listen to some sense. Now, ain't you glad you came to me?
Can't tell you how much better I feel.
Well, that's what mothers are for.
One more little smidge of that, Naomi, hon. Well,
whoops, ladies, I think that this bottle had a hole in it.
Why don't we just get us another one?
Well, now, don't be including me in that wee. I've just been sitting here sipping on my beer.
You've just been sipping your way through the better part of a six-pack.
Now, no real lady would have counted.
You know, Naomi, this is really very full-bodied for a domestic wine. Impertinent and yet respectful.
And it don't make you near as sick as a red, either.
Oh, come on, friend. Nothing like the fruit of the vine to put people in a party mood.
Boy, that is the truth. Even stuffy old Ellen is getting unstuffed.
Oh, poor old Ellen, bless her heart. I'd tie one on tonight myself if I were in her shoes.
Oh, yes, me too, poor dear.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a thing like that can tear a woman flat to pieces.
Oh, I know. No, I don't. What is it we're talking about?
You mean you haven't heard?
What?
Ellen's husband, Bruce, having a real hot and heavy thing with his secretary, Peggy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But how can you possibly know a thing like that?
Fran.
What?
The grapevine.
Oh. Why don't you let on that you know? Oh, no, not a word.
What are you doing, stopping those grapes?
Oh, you poor baby. Come here.
Ellen, come on, no, you help me serve these.
You know Annie Fran loves you, Ellen. Annie Fran loves you.
Mama, I think you better see about Aunt Fran. I haven't seen her this far gone since Aunt Ina's funeral.
Oh, Lord, I never will forget her reciting the Gettysburg Address in her slip. Don't ask, it was a hot day. Franny?
Oh, good grief, you scared me, Thelma. Oh.
Well, good Lord, Fran. Don't drink if you can't hold your hooch. Oh. Here, sit this over your head and breathe. In and out. There you go.
I don't really want to do this, Thelma. I'm much too upset.
Oh, shut up and breathe.
Thelma, just imagine Ellen's Bruce having an affair with his secretary. Oh.
Say what?
Oh, didn't you know?
Lord, Fanny. Oh, that's what Ellen was trying to tell me.
Oh, poor baby. I must go to her.
Well, now, wait a minute. No, you mustn't.
Sonia? Sonia, I think it's time you went upstairs to bed. Good night, Betty.
Stop giving me orders. You're not my mother.
Well, no, I'm not, but as your friend, I think it's time you went upstairs and got some beauty sleep.
You can't be my friend. You're going to be my stepmother.
Oh, I see. All right, in that case, as your stepmother, I say get your butt up off of this sofa and into your bed before I take my hairbrush to it.
Hairbrush? In your dreams. Oh, I'm exhausted. You go to bed.
I never had any kids, so I don't know the first thing about being a mother. Sometimes I think they ought to teach a course on it in school.
Well, boy, Hattie, now I'd say you're onto something there. Like, instead of all that sex education stuff, that is just the bunk.
Oh, it is not bunk. Well, I think sex education is extremely valuable.
Horse pucky. I say let them find out the same way we did. Trial and error.
Well, speaking as one of your errors, I wish somebody had a little talk with me before I got married.
Boy, so do I. I'll never forget how nervous and unprepared I was on my wedding night. Well, when I found out what that guy had on his mind, I was in a regular state of shock.
Oh, well, honey, you were young. You didn't know what to expect.
Ladies, I'm talking about my second husband.
Well, I tell you what, I don't care what anybody says, there is nothing uglier than the sight of a naked man.
Now, personally, I find the male physique to have a certain symmetry and grace.
Would you ask me, I think the smartest woman in this group is my Aunt Fran. For never getting married. Sooner or later, a husband always kicks you in the slats.
Ellen, baby, are you okay?
Oh, Mama, I am not okay. I know this may come as a big shock to all of you, but I'm almost certain that my Bruce is seeing another woman.
Oh, that's impossible.
Who she is, but oh, the classic signs are all there. He's late from the office. He's always preoccupied. And lately, he's taken to sleeping in the living room.
Well, maybe he's just having trouble with his business.
A wife knows these things, Mama. I have given it a great deal of thought. And I've decided that divorce is the only answer.
Oh, no, Ellen, now, no. You just pull yourself together. You got to just turn your head and look the other way and pretend none of this is happening.
Mama, would you have looked the other way if Daddy had been seeing a woman across town?
Oh, hell, honey, I'd have given him bus fare.
The man is making a fool of me. Like tonight, saying he had to work late at the office.
Well, maybe he is working late.
And maybe pigs can fly.
Anybody want to make a bet on whether Brucey boy is at the office?
Oh, damn, Mama, why don't you get a push button? I will give him two rings to answer, then I'm going to wring his neck. Here's one. Here's two, that miserable. Hello, Bruce.
You still at it?
Oh, well, you poor dear. Oh, that Peggy is a saint to let you work her this late.
Well, as soon as you can, honey, I'll wait up.
Bye, darling. I feel like such a fool. Bruce is working late at the office, giving dictation to his secretary.
Well, there you see, Ellen, you were just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Oh, Mama, I just can't thank you enough for your support.
Well, anytime, baby.
So, well, why don't we just put up the rest of the streamers?
Oh, let's do. I'll help you, Naomi. Don't be putting any tape where it's going to pull off my wallpaper.
To be honest with you, I dreaded the thought of coming here tonight. And here's turned out to be one of the happiest nights of my life. Oh, thank goodness Eunice wasn't here to spoil it.
Well, now, don't talk about your sister that way, Ellen. I know Eunice is hard to get along with, but, Lord, you never even tried.
I have tried and tried.
You know she's been over here every night this week practicing that solo for the wedding.
What solo? Oh, come on. Who wants to hear Eunice caterwauling at my wedding?
Mama, you remember that Christmas pageant when I was chosen as Angel of the Lord?
Angel of the Lord. Right, you remember.
Eunice was one of many little lambs.
A little lamb.
Well, what'd she do?
Well, every time I had a line to speak, she'd start baaing in the background. It kind of got so bad, one of the camels had to sit on it.
Eunice cannot sing at my wedding because I don't know a single camel to
invite. Hello, everybody. Eunice is here. Untalented Eunice. Unwanted Eunice. Caterwauling Eunice. Monster Eunice is here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know when I've had a better time, but I must be going.
For pity's sake, give it a rest. It isn't Ellen's fault you made an ass out of yourself at that pageant.
That's right, Mama. Stand up for Ellen like you always do when the truth of the matter is. Anybody can play an angel, but it takes real talent to win over an audience playing a little lamb with cotton balls glued to your face.
Eunice, will you give up? You have no talent as a child, and as an adult, you have even less.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have talent, all right. I have enough talent to keep my husband home at nights, which is more than I can say for you, Sister Dare.
Eunice.
Explain that.
Oh, wait. Ellen, surely you must know that your husband Bruce and his secretary Peggy, well, I think by now they're getting weekly rates at Manny's Midnight Motel.
Peggy. Peggy. Secretary.
Yes, Jim. And you all just stood around letting me believe a lie, my own family.
Well, don't look at me. I told you the truth.
Didn't you just love every minute of it, you destructive little beast?
Is everybody happy?
Well, I brought him home alive, sort of.
Honey, would you please tell your big mouth sister that she cannot sing at our wedding?
Big mouth sister, you cannot sing at our wedding.
Calling a big mouth, you bleach blonde bimbo.
I'm not a bleach blonde. This hair's completely natural.
Oh, I've seen more natural hair on a dime store dummy.
Oh, I was wondering where you bought your clothes.
That is just about enough. This is my house, and I say there ain't gonna be no damn singing.
All I was trying to do was lend this crummy affair some class.
All you ever wanted to do was be the center of attention. Oh, honestly, Eunice, don't you ever give up?
You're just jealous because my husband doesn't run around with other women.
Of course not. Who'd want him?
You take that back.
Damn it, Eunice, I have had enough. You've ruined everybody's evening. Now, why don't you just quit while you're ahead?
Oh, I see. Since I ruin everything, why don't I just not show up tomorrow, huh?
Well, if you're not going to be here, then there's no reason for me to stay away.
Well, then, if me not being here means that you are going to be here, then I am going to be here whether I want to or not.
Well, I'm going to be here.
Well, then I will see you.
I guess you will.
Well, I guess we'll all see everybody here. Just kind of one big happy family.
And you will be without a husband.
I will not.
I'll promise
that
me
isn't
that
fair.
Someday
that isn't fair.
When
gonna be a long day. Boy, howdy, I bet the neighbors are just loving this.